Oftentimes, the flames are stoked by people with cynical motives who gin them up for votes, for ratings. And by the time law enforcement can get involved, it's really too late, either because there was no way to tell what they were going to do, or in a case like Las Vegas, it happens after there are already fatalities.
We certainly saw this all the way back with Waco and when Bill Clinton was president. But to what extent, and this is a sensitive question, but I need to ask it, to what extent was this... did this escalate because we have an African American president? Because there are so many racist, sentiments interwoven with their Nazi sentiments, neo-Nazi.
It's a very difficult question. It's hard to know anyone's particular motives always, especially someone that carries out this kind of activity. But the Southern Poverty Law Center, who you mentioned, has tracked that these types of anti-government groups have risen 800% since Obama took office. And if you look at some of the rhetoric on the right, it's not all motivated by race. Bill Clinton dealt with some of the same stuff, and he's obviously a white man from Arkansas. So it's not all race, but for some people it probably is a role.